Good evening, gentle listeners. American essayist H.L. Mencken once said that in all areas of life, from adultery to zoology, he required one thing, mere competence. He also said that democracy was the most perfect form of government ever created, because it was so charmingly and self-evidently ridiculous. If there is an afterlife, I hope Mencken was reading over my shoulder as I delighted in the finest piece of postmodern comic prose New Zealand has ever produced. Yes, this weekend I read the 2010 Local Elections Instruction and Candidate Information booklet that arrived with my ballot paper. Since the only daily newspaper in Auckland has decided local government is little more than a Miss Lovelylegs competition between John Banks and Len Brown, the media has been of little use. But I have gleaned some useful insights from 50 pages of closely printed candidate profiles. 1. A lot of people vote for wedding rings, viable semen, and hyperactive wombs. Unfortunately, the people who think I care about their marital status and sprog spawning are the kind of people whose toddlers would do a better job. They're also the kind of people who should look up the Tudors, the Borgias, and Medicis before acting like fertility confers moral gravity. 2. Jedi Craig Thomas should really watch the last half hour of Revenge of the Sith again. Support lightsaber-based progress. Sounds cool. But does he realise that the Jedi were wiped out, unspeakable evil took over the galaxy and Jar Jar Binks became a senator? Confidence inspired is not, youngling. 3. Even worse, Jedi Craig isn't the biggest and unfunniest joke out there. New member of Grey Power is not the inducement you might think it is, and if you think your local council can affect the immediate withdrawal of New Zealand troops from Afghanistan, ban abortion, or prevent New Zealand becoming the 51st state of America, with 3 Ks of course, more fool you. And last, but most definitely least, not one candidate supported regressive, backward-looking policies that would return us all to the 14th century for a short, nasty and squalid life. Funny that. Now get off my damn lawn before I release the hounds, you illiterate numpties. But just give me 3 years and the support of Jar Jar Binks and anything is possible. All snark aside, it's too easy to take for granted that we hold free, fair and credible elections every 3 years. The results may make you wish you were dead, but at least nobody got killed on the way. In too many places, that just isn't true. If you need another reason to vote, consider this. 3 years ago, I threw my ballot paper in the bin, and the North Shore ended up with an incontinent textual harasser as mayor. If you don't vote, you've got no right to bitch about the people who did. And where's the fun in that?